Cover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
And now a star is born. On October 4th, 1923, the world welcomed little baby Charlton Heston.
Is it a boy or a girl?
It's people!
Take your stinking paws off him, you damn dirty doctor!
Oh, sorry. Go ahead and take him from my cold, dead hands!
Charlton Heston, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's for...
Stand by for news!
Fox News, I'm Jessica Stone. It's the reason House Democrats have launched an impeachment inquiry, but President Trump says it's okay to ask for foreign help to investigate potential political opponents.
If a foreign country can help us with respect to corruption and corruption probes, and that, I don't care if it's Biden or anybody else.
The president says Joe Biden is beatable in a presidential contest. The inspector general of the intel community testifying behind closed doors for 6 hours on Friday before the House Intel Committee about the whistleblower who reported President Trump's Ukraine phone call.
This whistleblower did a profoundly important thing by alerting the intelligence community.
Democratic Congresswoman Jackie Speier is on the committee. America is listening to Fox News.
Toughest job in the world, filling an intelligence committee in the House of Representatives, where they have Nancy Pelosi, who's in charge of San Francisco, where they do this.
All around, I'm seeing turds. All the sidewalks covered in feces. Taking dumps, spreading E. coli. Crapping in the streets, they're crapping in the doorways.
In the streets,
in the back alleys.
In the streets,
it's getting smelly.
Crapping in the streets,
everybody's pooping.
They're pooping.
Yeah, they're pooping.
Everywhere.
Number twos, they're making defecating. Crapping in the streets. Fecal matter everywhere, and a foul smell in the air. Just stepped in excrement on the curb. Everywhere, disgusting turds. They're crapping in the streets.
Crapping in the streets.
Yeah, and their House of Representatives Speaker, Shrieker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, doesn't seem to care much about that. Meanwhile, residents in San Francisco are doing, they're bouldering the fronts of their businesses and homes so that homeless people can't set up tents on their sidewalk.
What do you mean bouldering?
They're having giant rocks placed in front of their homes on the sidewalks to stop the spread of these homeless encampments. And but meanwhile, she's in there chasing her tail, which I wouldn't do. With this stupid impeachment inquiry, there's nothing there. In fact, Adam Schiff got four Pinocchios from the Washington Post for his lies.
Good.
About the whistleblower. They're just lying. This is the deep state fighting for its very life. And this is why when this Ukraine nonsense is over, and who knows, they may have opened up something really bad for themselves with this, because they're not used to a president punching back. You know, Nixon's big mistake in Watergate, it was a petty crime. It was a real stupid political thing. But he knew about it, or was aware of it. I don't know that he authorized, whatever. If Nixon had said, this is embarrassing, but it was my party, I am the leader of the Republican Party. I apologize, and I take responsibility for this, and I hope you'll forgive me, because the country's business is important. Instead, they let it become this never-ending drama that consumed the country. Nothing got done. The economy got stagnant. And I really think knowing how forgiving people are in general nature, had Nixon just gotten in front of it at the very beginning and taken responsibility, that would have been so rare for a politician of that stature, a president, to do that. I think the people would have been, okay, don't let it happen again.
Honesty is the best policy.
Instead, his ego got the best of him, and he allowed that whole thing to carry on to the point where he'd go slinking off in disgrace. And that's a president who actually accomplished some pretty significant stuff during his term in office. Part of that, though, was the man. He just had issues. He was very distrustful of people, and most people, here's some more free therapy for you guys. People who are generally distrusting of almost everyone don't trust themselves. Mm-hmm. It's just a fact. A therapeutic fact.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right. I received word that Mark Cumbie did hear his name and did call in, so he is eligible to win that Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon package. And now this hour, Derek Catman. Derek Catman, C-A-T-M-A-N. This is somebody that...
Are you listening?
Derek Catman, you have till 5 o'clock to call us at 396-5477 and make sure you're in the drawing for that. It's a one-hour relaxation massage and aromatherapy once a month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon on this very special day.
You are going to love my buns, soft and gooey and delicious.
Today is Cinnamon Roll Day.
Cinnamon Roll.
It's also National Taco Day.
It's raining tacos.
And National Vodka Day.
Vodka!
But why choose? Why not celebrate all three?
Yes, tasty, yum. Now, go.
Maybe not all at the same time.
That's all I can think about all day is food and booze.
Looks like your Friday just got a lot more fun.
Vodka martini, shaken, not stirred.
You can hop back on the health and fitness wagon on Monday.
I got a taco deluxe supreme talking back at me.
Try El Jalisco and celebrate Taco Day there. Cinnabon, I can't even walk past one of those places. I resist, because resist we much. Resist we much about that we believe in. But there are times when I wish, one of those warmed up.
You can't even think that way.
With about half a stick of butter melted running down the sides.
Just dip it in it.
But if I did that, I would lose all my self-respect.
R-E-S-P-I-C-T. R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
There was a passing in the showbiz world today, Diane Carroll, who was a pioneer as an African-American actress. And who, I was thinking about this today because, you see, there was a period of time when the country thought it would be funny if we kind of laughed at ourselves. And the show that started that, but would never, ever have a prayer of getting on TV today was All in the Family. And Archie Bunker, bigot, had no interaction with black people until the Jeffersons moved into their neighborhood. And there's an episode. Now, at that time, Diane Carroll's sitcom called Julia was the first to feature an African-American woman as the star. And it got a lot of additional attention because it was a breakthrough television opportunity. Long overdue, actually. So there's an episode where he doesn't know that they're buying the house next door. He thinks that... Wheezy Jefferson is the maid for the people that have bought the house next door. And she's over trying to borrow a mop. So Edith goes to get the mop. I know I'm telling this story very poorly, but please follow me along here. So Edith leaves the room, and Archie's left there with Wheezy. They really don't know each other. And you can, just like you can sense sexual tension in a movie scene or a TV scene, you know, you can feel like they're going to, something's going to happen here. Archie, finally looking for a way to make conversation, says, so how did you like Julia last night? That was the name of the Diane Carroll show. Figuring, well, this is a black woman, so she must watch the black sitcom, right? This is when there were no cables, just the networks. And she had the most perfect comeback. She said, fine, how did you like Doris Day? You don't even know who Doris Day is.
I do. Not that well, but I do.
But it was a perfect comeback, and the audience for the show laughed. It's Keister off. We could probably create a comp for today. But that's what made the show great, because you know what? I've lived that, or I've had that moment where you know, everybody has been so separated up to this point. We're really just getting acquainted. And shows like that help move that along, because we learned it through laughter, not because we were told or lectured. It's sad that kind of TV really doesn't exist much anymore. There was a little bit of that in The Office, because there was one of everybody in that show, and they all had some fun.
That good humor is so hard to come by nowadays without hurting people's feelings.
I don't know who it was, but even one of the cast members of The Office said not long ago, I don't think they'd make the show today. It was a hit for many, many years. They wouldn't make it today because a lot of the jokes would be, oh no, we're going to hurt somebody's feelings if we say that.
And what you watched was the American version. There was the English version before that.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. I have not watched it.
You would probably like it, because I believe the guy that Steve Carell was based off of was Richard Gervais.
Ricky Gervais,
yeah.
Well, since we're talking about being offended, why don't we play the Steve Hughes clip?
We have a traffic alert.
Oh, jeez.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right. I-85 northbound. Mile marker 35, brush fire, fire department on the scene. Traffic is slowing, and another call just in. Brush fires on both sides of I-85 from Wah to Tallahassee. Traffic is backing up.
From Wah
to Tallahassee.
To Tallahassee. Wow. Yeah. Probably some reckless, thoughtless smoker flinging a butt out the window and...
Possibly.
You can accuse me of a lot of things. I have a disgusting cup in my car that's filled with old coffee, and my butts go in there because the coffee absorbs the butt flavor. Mm. And then I dump the cup on a regular basis, but I don't throw them out the window.
Regularly.
And I heard that coffee is a great natural deodorizer.
Okay.
Can I take a supplement?
But
you're a good citizen.
But one of the things is, every once in a while, I'm going to offer a ride to somebody, and then I realize, oh my God, I better get that cup out of the car, because they'll take one look at that and that'll be it. Because it is disgusting.
That is a disgusting sound.
4:15. Hey, the Rays have come back with 2 runs, so it's 6-2 Asteroids in the bottom of the 8th inning, and the Braves are up 1-0 on the Cardinals at 4:15 this afternoon.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Well, that's right, we're in football country here. By the way, the Duncan and Sun Predictathon, this week it's the Auburn-Florida game. Go to my Facebook page, you don't have to be a friend or a follower or any of that, just make your prediction in that thread under the Auburn-Florida logos. And if you are the first person to predict the precise outcome of the game, you not only win the works, which is a complete service on your vehicle from any of the 3 Don Duncan locations, you win a $100 gift certificate that you can use towards tires or any other work you need done in your car. That's about a $150 total prize package right there. So that's on my Facebook page. Go do it, 416.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chest and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery in my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices. Mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear, the Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook, and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hoes, layaways, or returns.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Well, everybody likes Eddie Bader. He's on the phone.
I thought you were gonna... How are you guys doing today?
Good.
We're doing
you?
Well. I thought
I'm doing great.
I thought I'd be seeing you this afternoon.
Go ahead. I wanted to come in the studio, but because of you, Greg, I've got too much business, and I don't have time to play no more.
Well, I
kind of hurts my feelings a little bit.
No, I would love to see you. You know, you're a great guy, but nothing makes me happier than a client calling the radio station and saying, I'm too busy because of you to see you.
And it's the honest-to-God truth. I just came from a closing that was set up basically because of the advertisement on your commercial or on your radio station, and now I'm going to a listing appointment that I know definitely is because of the Baumhauers group, because it's a friend that we met out at Baumhauers.
Well, that is
so
just...
advertising with Greg Dudell pays off.
Yay.
Eddie, thank you so much for the good words, and good luck. And by the way, if you're a investor looking for rental properties, Eddie has one that he can show you.
322.
I've got a great
0662.
I've got a great
322.
0662.
0662.
Eddie, thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thank you guys, man. We'll
thank
see y'all.
All righty. We've had lots of reports of stuff happening on the road. So what we'll do is we'll head down to the traffic dungeon. We'll get your local news, Rich's forecast, and then we'll continue with All Request Friday with Dr. Sigmund Azebo next.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Numerous grass fires in Macon County along I-85 if you're headed to Tuskegee or Auburn this afternoon. Very slow traffic through there. A little closer to home, multiple accidents on I-85 between Shorter and the Montgomery County line. Troy Highway on the Eastern Boulevard right there. There's a lot of traffic this afternoon. Slow at the lights. The boulevard is moving, but there's heavy traffic. I-65 and 85 through Montgomery are moving this afternoon. There's a lot of traffic everywhere, but no accidents to report really around the city. Mini-term B classes at Trenton State Community College start October 11th. Registration going on now through October 10th. Trenton State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We had a responsibility to shed light on these stories.
This is not the average case of a whodunit. I love how bad guys get caught using science. Y'all ready to do this? We're all going to do it together. The persons whose life you save will be someone that you know.
I'm so thankful for you.
The power of 11 starts with one. One show, The Dr. Oz Show.
Weekday mornings at 9 and evenings at 10:05 on Fox 20.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Alabama National Fair is back in the capital city, but there are some changes you need to know about. A clear bag policy will be strictly enforced this year. Clear bags cannot be larger than 12 inches by 6 inches by 12 inches. Fair security will also have metal detectors at every gate entrance. Selma's former fire chief, Tony Stevens, is now suing the city. He resigned back in April, citing a hostile work environment. Stevens says he is still owed $31,000 in vacation and sick time. He's seeking up to $100,000 in damages. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley was in the capital city last night. She was the featured speaker at Faulkner University's benefit dinner. Haley spoke about her time working in President Trump's cabinet and as governor of South Carolina. The event is Faulkner's biggest fundraiser of the year. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think we're done with the record highs after today, but still a very warm weekend until that nice fall air arrives at the start of next week. For tonight, mostly clear skies. Most of us should stay dry. The overnight low temperature down to about 73. Then for tomorrow, with a high around 96, I think the rain chances are tiny. Only, let's say, 20% or less tomorrow. Then widely scattered storms around on Sunday. Sunday's high 91. Monday is the day the cool front moves through the state, with showers and maybe some thunderstorms ahead of the front. We hope we get some rain out of it, and then much cooler, drier air behind the front. Some nice stuff with Tuesday's high around 81. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CBNS Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Thank you for calling. This is Sylvia. Who am I speaking with?
This is Dr. Sidimarazibo. I need to get a truck from you.
And from what city and state would you be picking that up?
I'm coming from the Birmingham because I'm tired of everything in Alabama. Do you ever come to the Birmingham, ma'am?
I've never been to Alabama.
I'm sick of this.
All right, and in what city and state will you be dropping off that equipment?
I'm going from the Birmingham, Alabama to Nasaka, Nigeria.
So you want to take a U-Haul from Birmingham to Nigeria?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think that's possible. How are you going to get...
I have my money. I have money.
But how are you going to take a truck across the ocean?
There's freeway. There's freeway. No, on the map I have.
There's a freeway?
Yes, ma'am.
What freeway is that?
Miami, Nigeria freeway. It comes down across from Cuba, and then you stop for gas in Jamaica because that is the last gas station before you go across to Africa.
We don't run our trucks out internationally, though. I can't do that for you.
I will bring you back truck.
I understand that, but U-Haul doesn't run the trucks internationally like
We are leaving, and I can I speak, manager, please?
Sure.
U-Haul, sir, but you don't have a hitch on your car.
Hello, sir?
Hello.
Yes, so what is the question now?
Hello, yeah, are you supervisor?
I am.
Good, this is Dr. Sidimarazibo. And I talked to your very, very rude employee, man, about I need to rent truck to be from the Birmingham, Alabama. And I go back home to the Nasaka, Nigeria.
Okay, we don't let any trucks out of the States, except to Canada, because we have a contract there. We don't let them go to Mexico, anywhere else except the United States. We don't even allow trucks to go from the States to Hawaii.
Is that because you do not trust the Nigerians, sir?
Sir, I have nothing else to say. I understand. I cut it on the call, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go now.
Sir, just let me explain.
I'm going to go ahead and let you go now.
I tried to explain to you, buddy. Okay,
I'm going to let you go. We don't allow our trucks to
explain. Please let me explain, sir, because my sons, they're me and my wife. My wife is an American wife, Susie. And the Americans, they make fun of my boys, and that's why I take them home, so they can get better education and get a good job.
Okay, but we send all our trucks to go out of the States.
There's freeway from Miami that goes to Nigeria.
Okay, you have a good day.
I stop for gas in Jamaica.
Bye-bye.
Come to Jamaica and feel all right. One heart, one love.
You must have a lot of time on your hands.
Come to Jamaica and...
It's just a rumor, but I heard Eddie Bader was looking for that freeway when he was in Jamaica.
Yeah, man.
That's what I thought.
I feel like he found it.
426 on News Talk 93.1 FM. There's been an outbreak of brush fires. I just told, I'm honest, I'm not proud of it, but I have an old cup. It's Styro, so I have to swap it out pretty frequently. It has old coffee that I put cigarette butts in rather than try to toss them out the window or do any of that. I'm not looking for an award for good civics. I'm just saying this is what I do. It also helps keep the... Because cars that used to have ashtrays built in, they used to do that, Seth. I know you're very young. This is probably all. There would actually be an ashtray in the console, center console of the car, with a lighter that you could push in and it would turn all red. I used to light my mother's cigarettes for her when I was going on long trips.
Or you could burn somebody with them.
And they had them in the back seat for the kids.
Yeah.
When we were on long trips, my mom would sit in the back, and I would sit in the front next to Dad. And when my mom needed a cigarette, I would light it for her with the car cigarette lighter. That is not what led to my smoking habit. I'm sure that was rather common. My mother used to give me a note every so often. Run up to the drugstore, and I need a carton of cigarettes. And she wrote a note to Mr. Resnick, the pharmacist, saying, please give Gregory Benjamin Budell. And they would. $2. I think it was $2 for a carton.
Times were different.
And I never stole them or smoked them myself. I just did what I was told to do.
You were a good son.
I was a 50s kid. So anyway, I get a note from a listener who would remain unidentified. Like you, I have a soda bottle with an ounce or so of soda left in it. That's my ashtray. Since the politically correct people decided we need to take ashtrays that could have been used for change if one doesn't smoke, it's so sad this happens. They are the same people that litter the highways or even, like our church parking lot, throw away dirty diapers, beer cans and bottles, and even used condoms. I've seen this. There are people, Rich and I were talking about this one morning, because we kind of grew up in the same era. Before they really said, hey, this littering is ridiculous, people would throw a bag of crap out the window of the car into the ditch next to the road. Son of a ditch. That's what they did. At that time, that wasn't considered bad behavior.
How could it not be? Put stuff
anywhere. I understand that, but it took us a while to get there.
Oh.
In the 60s, that's when the effort to clean up the highways began, and I do not look at littering as a child of political correctness. It just, we evolved to get there. So now if somebody did that, you'd produce outrage. We have learned to be much better caretakers of the environment. Even the little Greta Thunberg won't give us credit for it. And by the way, I found that clip where it's alternates between a 13-year-old girl that was abused in the same way Greta was by being brought in front of the United Nations and lecturing people around the world on what a lousy job they were doing taking care of the planet. We also had an unusual request for something we used to play for Marcy. Mm-hmm. Marcy Novak.
I think it was Marcy.
You know, that's about 5 years ago now. That's hard to believe.
It is.
I remember that. That was, we love Marcy Novak, but I knew from the first day we had her on the air that one day we would lose her to a bigger market opportunity. It was inevitable because she was so good. And she also was very eager to get closer to her family. So she ended up in Oklahoma City and is still there and doing well. But we used to play this for her. So here's your Disney moment of the day.
When you wish upon a star, make no difference who you are. Desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme.
Buzz is.
I love it.
Still a beautiful song.
Yes.
Nothing better than watching you sing that and that Zigman gazebo. You doing that, the Jamaican thing. Oh, that was right on. It was great.
We do kind of bounce around here a bit, don't we?
A little bit.
There was a story we had this morning. I know what it was, because Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson have referred to this when we've discussed various legal issues relative to divorce. Alienation of affection. Some states still have that on the books, and there was a case. I've saved the story because I really want them to discuss it. In North Carolina yesterday, where a guy, his name Kevin Howard, married for 12 years, caught his wife cheating on him with one of her coworkers. She wound up leaving him for the guy, so he sued, and he won a $750,000 judgment yesterday.
Good for him.
Wow.
He says, it's not about the money. I believe in the sanctity of marriage, but, you know, I don't foresee him giving the money back anytime soon.
What's alienation of affection?
That's when you specifically target somebody you know who is committed to somebody else, and you try to alienate.
Move them away from that person.
Their affection for that person.
Separate
to
them.
Yourself.
Oh, so it'd be like a homewrecker?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay.
We should really technically call it illegal alienation, but everybody has a problem with that. So, anyway, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, their specialty is divorce. And they're very proud of the fact that in many instances, when they get people to the table, stuff that they're just afraid to talk about at home comes out because it has to in a legal matter, and some marriages have been saved. It's sad that it takes that drastic of a step for people to get to that phase of communication. But if a marriage can be saved, that's great. That's great. Sometimes, though, and sometimes two people say, you know what, we're just, life is short. Why don't we move on? Even under a situation like that where two people mutually agree to part ways, at that point, you still have two adults who are looking out for their own best interests as life moves on. So you still need good representation. And for men, especially when there's custody issues involved, you need women who know how to go into a courtroom and fight on their behalf and fight the prejudices that exist against men in matters of custody. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are so experienced and well-equipped to do exactly that. So if you need a consultation, call them at 819-4810, 819-4810, or better yet, read the testimonials at their web address, divorceformenalabama.com, and see the difference they've made for others. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Right back.
The Depot Furniture Gallery is stocked full of new truckloads of beautiful rustic furniture all throughout Alabama. The rustic look is in high demand, and the Depot Furniture Gallery has beautiful choices to choose from.
If the absolute best selection of rustic furniture in the entire river region is what you're looking for, you have a new option at Rustic Relics at 706 2nd Avenue in Clanton. When we visited the Depot Furniture Gallery, I just fell in love with that rustic style of furniture, especially the pieces with the sliding barn doors.
Entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee and end tables, and more at the Depot Furniture Gallery, located inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations in Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, Arab, and now inside Rustic Relics in Clanton.
For more info, visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
From United, number one in the river region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
With football season here, let United make sure your home is game day ready.
Don't let your game day company be uncomfortable in your home. If your system has been struggling, go ahead and get it tuned up or get a free estimate to replace it.
A tune-up on your system now will probably get you through the rest of the year and save you a major repair in the middle of the winter when you need it the most.
Sign up for a United maintenance plan for your fall and spring tune-ups and get a 15% on any service repair throughout the year.
Like we always say, a tuned-up system is running at full efficiency, which means lower utility bills, better indoor comfort, and a longer lifespan.
Score a touchdown when you call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Hi, Ms. Webster.
Hello.
We are just drawing for the XPR Smart TV from Cohen's that you registered for.
Oh, no.
We just drew your name for the Sony 4K 65-inch XPR Smart TV from Cohen's.
I can't believe it.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Cohen's Electronics and Appliances and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Time for traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. Vaughn Road at Halcyon. We have an accident with the injury there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Along the Boulevard, East South Boulevard at Highway 331. We have a lot of congestion there. Also, the Boulevard at Troy Highway. I-85 and 65 through downtown Montgomery are moving accident-free. However, I-85 between Shorter and the Montgomery County line, we have multiple accidents and slowdowns in both directions there. 231 to Wetumpka is clear. Drive carefully this afternoon. When you're in an accident, you have a lot of questions that need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made. The quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the court.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Attention, exciting news. Montgomery, 20 ribeyes for $30 at this big one-time steak sale. Star Steaks, look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. That's right, big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. Plus, on the big truck, New York strips, fillets, T-bone, burgers, ribeyes, prime steak cuts. Also, marinated chicken breasts, seafood. Everything will be sold today, and you will not pay Omaha steak prices. Last chance. 20 ribeyes, $30. That's $1.50 each.
Are you serious?
Star Steak. The driver has been authorized to do deals and to move everything that's left.
Ain't fooling around.
And you're not going to pay Omaha steak prices. Vacuum sealed and individually wrapped. Last chance ever at this big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. 20 ribeyes, $30. Look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. Look for the big 10. Star Steak. EBT and all credit cards accepted.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, was in the capital city last night. She was the featured speaker at Faulkner University's benefit dinner. Haley spoke about her time working in President Trump's cabinet and as governor of South Carolina. The event is Faulkner's biggest fundraiser of the year. The Alabama National Fair is back in the capital city, but there are some changes you need to know about. A clear bag policy will be strictly enforced this year. Clear bags cannot be larger than 12 inches by 6 inches by 12 inches. Fair security will also have metal detectors at every gate entrance. Selma's former fire chief, Tony Stevens, is now suing the city. He resigned back in April, citing a hostile work environment. Stevens says he is still owed $31,000 in vacation and sick time. He's seeking up to $100,000 in damages. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Before we get to the forecast, if you look to the south, you'll see there are some substantial clouds and quite a few clusters of thunderstorms, but everything is moving south away from the city. There's nothing over the city that we can see. But Greenville and Monroeville, they're going to get pasted pretty hard, actually, from some rather sizable red cell thunderstorms on the Live and Fear Doppler. For the rest of the weekend forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think we're done with the record highs after today, but still a very warm weekend until that nice fall air arrives at the start of next week. For tonight, mostly clear skies. Most of us should stay dry. The overnight low temperature down to about 73. Then for tomorrow, with a high around 96, I think the rain chances are tiny. Only, let's say, 20% or less tomorrow. Then widely scattered storms around on Sunday. Sunday's high 91. Monday is the day the cool front moves through the state, with showers and maybe some thunderstorms ahead of the front. We hope we get some rain out of it, and then much cooler, drier air behind the front. Some nice stuff with Tuesday's high around 81. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I know we have political correctness, which is the joy that is the other side of health and safety, which is a small oppression of our physical movement, so we can't do anything without permission from the state. And political correctness is the oppression of our intellectual movement, so no one says anything anymore in case somebody else gets offended. What happens if you say that and someone gets offended? Well, they can be offended. What's wrong with being offended? When did sticks and stones may break my bones stop being relevant? Isn't that what you teach children, for God's sake? That's what you teach toddlers. He called me an idiot. Don't worry about him. Now you have adults going, I was offended, and I have rights. Well, so what? Be offended. Nothing happens. You're an adult. Grow up. Deal with it. I was offended. I don't care. Nothing happens when you're offended. There's nothing. I went to the comedy show, and the comedian said something about the Lord, and I was offended. And when I woke up in the morning, I had leprosy. Nothing happens. I want to live in democracy, but I never want to be offended again. Well, you're an idiot. How do you make a law about offending people? How do you make it an offense to offend people? Being offended is subjective. That has everything to do with you as an individual, or a collective, or a group, or a society, or a community, your moral conditioning, your religious beliefs. What offends me may not offend you, and you want to make laws about this? I'm offended when I see boy bands, for God's sake. It's a valid offense. I'm offended. They're corporate shills posing as musicians to further a modeling career, and frankly, I'm disgusted. Right? Well, what am I going to do? Call the cops? Hello, it's me again. They're on the telly this time. Five of them, that's it. Yeah, white suits, dancing like girls, that's them. 5 minutes, I'll be at the front traumatized. Bye.
No, he's absolutely right. Being offended is a choice.
Yes.
And sadly, too many people choose to be offended. Sticks and stones and all that, what happened to that? That was, there used to be something that was very common around the United States called common sense, but you don't hear much about it because there's very little of it left. In the news world today, Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin says Volcker, this is the smoking gun witness that Adam Schiff had put a dagger straight to the heart of the Adam Schiff fairy tale. But just like being offended, nothing happens. This is all going to continue on. Meanwhile, a 50-year low unemployment at 3.5%. 3.5%. Trump, 3 years into his presidency, is 9 million jobs ahead of Barack Obama at the same point in his first term. 9 million. Andy.
Hey, Greg. Good afternoon.
Hi.
I'd like to request something. I know you don't have it yet, but I'd like for you to make up a sound bite of the president admonishing the gentleman at the health summit. Have you heard that one?
No.
Somebody yells out, lock her up, lock her up. He said, the news media wants me to admonish people. And he said, you, sir, stand up. You're admonished. Okay, you can sit down.
I haven't seen it.
It was funny.
Well, it was hilarious.
If we can find the clip, I'll play it. I have not seen that. You know, and I spend a lot of time going through different websites where I know I'm going to get real news and not fake news. And every once in a while, a moment like that eludes me. So I always appreciate it. A lot of people send me links and stuff, too, which I really appreciate as well.
Well, I'd love to be admonished by the president that way.
Wouldn't that be great?
I'm a deplorable.
He knows how to handle those moments. It's like during the debates when Hillary said, I wouldn't want to live in a country in which you were president. He said, that's because you'd be in jail. He is a step ahead of them all the way, and it's going to continue, and he's going to win next year. And then watch out, because then, well, none of these other political tricks work, so we'll just go out and riot in the streets, burn the place down, whatever. Thing is, if they burn their cities down, they're all led by Democrats. So
yeah, they don't believe in guns, so they're not going to have any guns, so we're all set.
Yeah, we are. They should keep that in mind before they pick a fight.
All right, have a good day, Greg.
Thanks. It is 4:48. I wanted to play, we played a brief portion of this poor, abused child, Greta Thunberg, whose parents are a couple of goofballs. And the way in which she spoke to the UN chamber, now that's a 16-year-old kid, but apparently knows enough about science and life that she can lecture the world. What came out this week, though, is that 30 years ago, before Greta, there was another 13-year-old kid that did the exact same act. And by the way, Greta, when interviewed, is helpless. She does not know how to answer a question because she doesn't have a script when she's talking to reporters. And it's pretty sad that a kid would be put in that position. So instead of having a normal childhood for a 16-year-old girl, which would be school, maybe a boyfriend, some girlfriends, and, you know, whatever the boy band, you know, that kind of stuff, or the next movie. She's been horribly used and abused by the left. This goes back and forth between Greta and the young lady whose Suzuki is her last name, Severin Suzuki, from 1992.
The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
I am here to speak for all generations to come. If you don't know how to fix it, please stop breaking it.
These are very eerily similar. 3 decades apart.
It was very emotional. I was so moved. I could really, I really recognized her frustration and the emotion that she was carrying.
Now, this is Ms. Suzuki today.
30 years later.
There's a lot of things about Greta that I really recognize and relate to and remember.
All this is happening before our eyes, and yet we act as if we have all the time we want and all the solutions.
How dare you continue to look away and come here saying that you're doing enough when the politics and solutions needed are still nowhere in sight.
Young Young people are incredibly powerful, and young people are the ones with the ultimate moral authority for what we are doing, not only to the earth, but to future generations. And we lose that intensity of reaction as adults because we ourselves are gradually indoctrinated and inculcated into the nuance of the world and the way that things are, to the point where we can even defend the destruction of the world because, people need jobs, as if that is a viable, excuse for the destruction of the future.
How about that? That to me sounds like she knew this was coming and she had to say something, but she was like Greta predicting this immediate doom if we don't do something. And frankly, I'm sick of hearing it as an American because in my lifetime, I've seen things get a lot cleaner, our rivers, our lakes, and we talked about littering and stuff earlier. We're not the country that's choking up the air with pollution, the oceans with plastics. That's China, that's Asia. So talk to them. Talk to them. We already have made great strides in improving gas mileage and reducing emissions, but it's never enough because, and the idiocy of it all is they went, we need electric cars and charging stations instead of fossil fuel stations. Fact is that what do you think sends the power to the charging station? Energy produced by either nuclear energy or fossil fuels or coal. So you can drive a car, 35 miles and then wait a day to take it back? It's so insane, and it just keeps going on and on and on. 4:53, we'll head back to traffic. In a moment, we have Fox Business coming up.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense. And they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with three locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
This report.
All Wall Street stocks closing in the green after the Labor Department reported that job growth continued at a modest pace in September, with the unemployment rate hitting a 50-year low at 3.5%. The president touting today's jobs figures.
We haven't had numbers like this in a long time. Wages are up by almost 3%. That's a fantastic increase for everybody out there working.
Among the gainers today, tech companies, with Apple leading the charge, with the Dow rising 373 points, the Nasdaq up 110, S&P 500 up 41. And PayPal withdrawing from the group of companies Facebook assembled to launch Libra, a global cryptocurrency-based payments network. PayPal's announcement comes days after the Wall Street Journal reported that Visa and MasterCard, along with other financial partners, are reconsidering their involvement with Libra. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, investing.
Do you want to learn?
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. It has been a busy afternoon. Just up from Taylor Road on Vaughn at Halcyon. An accident with injury earlier that should be out of the way, but use caution in that area. Northern Boulevard, Eastern, and East-South Boulevards are all very busy this afternoon, as well as I-65 and 85 through the city. 231, accident-free to Wetumpka, and 31 to Prattville is looking good. We still, however, are being plagued by multiple accidents on I-85 from Shorter to the Montgomery County line, both sides of the road. Use caution if you're traveling out that way this afternoon. Saturday night at the Shack, chicken leg quarters, baked beans, and coleslaw, just $5. And don't miss 50-cent chicken wings during Monday Night Football. The Shack on the Atlanta Highway for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jones.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Just north of Atlanta Highway on Coliseum Boulevard. You'll pass it if you're heading to the fair. Look at the sign out in front of John Lee Paints. It is always a source of words of wisdom. And I passed by it Sunday, and they just put up a new slogan, and I loved it. And I said, I'll remember this, but I can't. So when I go to Food Outlet Sunday morning, I'll take a picture. I just love it. And I love the fact that while they have a whole host of products to promote inside John Lee Paints and have for 3.5 decades, they use that sign to make you think something spiritual, something positive. And it's all good. Inside John Lee Paints, great products for professionals and do-it-yourselfers like Richard's Paint for the interior of your home. And John Lee's own brand, Solar Proof, that stands up to the sun, the humidity, the elements, with a low viscosity that pretty much prohibits the development of mildew and things that can start making a brilliant outdoor color look musty and dirty without even having to wash it off. So they put their name on it. They like it that much. And inside, a team that's been there for many years that can advise you on what brush or roller to use depending on the surface you're covering and run down a checklist. So when you start your painting project, you won't have to drop everything and run back. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, north of Atlanta Highway. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here. Fox News coming right up.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas here. And you know by now that Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Chin. Montgomery Eye Physicians provides all of their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye Physicians utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know your history with a combination of over 10,000 LASIK surgeries in the last 20 years. Montgomery Eye helps impassioned people see life clearly so they can reach their goals. Call 272-2020 today or visit them at getlasik.me to schedule a free LASIK consultation. Find your drive. See your vision. Montgomery Eye Physicians. Once again, call 272-2020 or on the web, getlasik.me.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at